Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there, and all you other feast keepers that are keeping the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 4th of April, 2017. It is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Yesterday was the Passover day, and today is a weekly Shabbat. So Shalom Shabbat as well to my brothers and sisters. And tomorrow is Wave Sheaf. Sheaf, not sheath, sheaf. It's early. I do these in the wee hour of the morning when the fire trucks aren't going in and out every 5 minutes. And I have to get some quiet time to record. I'm away. This is pre-recorded. I'm away from home, and I will be down at the Feast of Unleavened Bread with all my brothers and sisters here in Kentucky. And I hope that you are enjoying and observing the feast as well. We're going to be getting into the book of Joel today. We finished up Hosea yesterday. But before I do that, I want to remind everybody that Eurofolk Radio is offering a Hebrew feast day calendar according to Enoch's solar calendar. Brother Hebert of North Carolina has put this together. It's a beautiful full-color calendar depicting scenes from the Bible and from our Anglo-Saxon heritage. And has all the feast days on it, as well as the Gregorian dates, so you don't get lost. It's very user-friendly. I have mine, and it's absolutely great. So if you would like one, click the donate button at the top of the page on the EFR page and send us a donation of $20 or more. And please include calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, and you will get it in short order. They are selling well. Eli informs me that they've sold about half of them already and may have to do another printing. So that's a good thing. It helps support EFR. And it helps you to keep straight with the feast days, which are very, very important in our Christian identist lives. So let's get into the book of Joel, which is absolutely wrong. This is another instance of the scribes changing the names of the people in the Bible to remove the sacred name. The proper name for this prophet is Yael, and it means Yah is God. Yael, not Joel, not Yoel, it's Yael. Yah is God. Okay, and Yael prophesied against Yehuda, another name. They took the sacred name out. It's Yehuda. Yah is praised. While Yaash, 3101, another name they took the sacred name out of, or Yaoash, 3060, They're the same guy. They're just spelled differently. They took Yah out of that name. Was still a boy king under the guardianship of the high priest. Yah-oh-yada. That means Yah knows. They took the sacred name out of that name. Oh, those evil scribes were busy, busy, busy little devils. Yes, sir. And it's not going to do them any good because I'm putting the name back in. Yah's name needs to be proclaimed. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no excuses. We're not going to let them get away with it. They can try their devilish tactics and I'll counter them. I hate those devils. And you can reference 2 Kings 11 and 12, chapters 11 and 12, and 2 Chronicles 22, 10 through 12, and all of chapter 23 of 2 Chronicles, and all of chapter 24, for all the facts concerning King Yaash or Yahoash. And Yael's prophecies occurred around 835 to 796 BC. So there's a little rundown before we get into this book of when he prophesied and all the dirty deeds that the scribes were doing, tampering with the scriptures. And that's why I do my word-for-word studies, because I set them straight. Oh, hot coffee. It's lovely. I need that. Let's get right into this. It's a short book. It only has three chapters. But there's a lot of references and things in this. So it's going to be a one-show book. So let's do it. Verse 1 of chapter 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Yael, the son of Petuel, 6602. And Petuel means enlarged of God. Verse 2. This is Yahweh speaking. Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has this been in your days or even in the days of your father? And here he's speaking of all the calamities that were occurring, brought on by him. He's punishing Yehuda. Verse 3. Tell your children of it. And your children, their children, and their children, another generation. Verse 4. And in verse 4, you have four separate stages of the locust. These are all forms of the locust. That which the locust Locust caterpillar, 1501, has left, 3499, the locust swarm, 697, has eaten. And that which the locust swarm has left, the canker worm, 3218, that's another larval form of the locust, has eaten. And that which the canker worm has left, the caterpillar has eaten, 2625, different form of caterpillar than 1501. That's four separate stages. Verse 5. Awake, you drunkards, 7910, and weep, 1058, and howl, 3213, all of you drinkers, 8354, of wine, 3196. Because of the new wine, 6071. Because it is cut off from your mouth. It's a new crop of wine that wasn't fully fermented yet, that when it aged, they would drink it. New wine is basically just lightly fermented grape juice. Verse 6, and you can reference verse 6 in the book of Revelations, chapter 9, verse 8. Because a nation has come up upon your land, strong, 6099, and without number, whose teeth, 8127, are the teeth of a lion, 738, and he has the jaw teeth, 4973, of a great lion, 3833, and the jaw teeth are the ones that used to crush bone. And this is a nation like a swarm of destroying locusts, referenced by the prior verses. Verse 7. He has laid my vine waste, 8047. Now, Israel is Yahweh's vine. Okay, we are of Yahweh, we are his possession. And barked, 7111, my fig tree, 8384, that stripped the bark from the tree, killing the tree. He has made it clean, bare, 2834, doubled, and cast it away. The branches, 8299, of it are made white, 3835, and that is as being stripped bare by locusts. They would eat that bark. Verse 8, wail, 421, like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. And girded with sackcloth is a symbol of mourning. Verse 9, the grain offering and the drink offering, these were daily offerings, is cut off from the house of Yahweh. The priests, Yahweh's ministers, 8334, mourn, 56. Verse 10. Let me clear my throat a little bit here. There we go. Had to get a drink of cold ice water instead of the coffee. It's early in the wee hour of the morning, so I'm a little clogged up. Verse 10 of chapter 1. The field, 7704, is devastated, 7703. The land mourns. Because the new grain, 1715, is devastated. The new wine, 8492, is dried up, 3001. The fresh oil, that's olive oil, 3323, languishes, 535. And that means is weak in coming. The olive crop is not good. Verse 11, be ashamed, O you husbandmen, 406, that's people that tend the land, the farmers. Howl, O you vine dressers, 3755, for the wheat, 2406, and for the barley, 8184, because the harvest, 7105, of the field has perished. That's 6. Crops have failed. Yahweh is punishing. He's killing the crops. Verse 12. The vine, 16:12, is dried up. That's the grapevines. And the fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree, 7:4-1:6. The palm tree, date palms. Okay. 8558, where they got their dates. Also, the apple tree, 8593. All the trees of the field, those are the orchards, are withered. Because joy, 8342, is withered away from the sons of Adam, 120. Speaking of the Adamic seed line of Israel. Verse 13. Gird yourselves and wail, you priests. Howl, you howl. Oh, you, you ministers of the altar. I know. No fool like an old fool. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my Elohim. For the grain offering and the drink offering is withheld, 4513, from the house of your Elohim. Yahweh is speaking of himself here. Verse 14, sanctify, 6942, a fast, 6685. Call, 7121, to call aloud. A solemn assembly, 6116. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of Yahweh your Elohim and cry, 2199. Cry out in despair. That's what that means. To Yahweh. Verse 15. And you can reference Isaiah 13, verse 6. And this is about the day of Yahweh. Then the day of Yahweh is all through the prophets. They talk about the day of Yahweh. And there are just too many uses to list here, but it's all through all these prophets. Alas for the day of Yahweh is near, 7138. And it shall come as destruction, 7701, from the Shaddai, 7706. And that means the Almighty. Verse 16, is the food, 400, not cut off before our eyes? Joy, 8057, and rejoicing, 1524, from the house of our Elohim. There's no more rejoicing in the house of Yahweh. There's a famine in the land that he's punishing. Verse 16. The seed, 6507, is rotten, 5685, under their clods, 4053. That's clods of earth. They planted the seed and it just rotted in the ground. The storehouses, 214, are desolated, 8074. Those are the places where they stored grain in great big earthen jars. They're empty. The barns, 4460, are torn down, 2040, because the new grain has withered. Crop failure. Verse 18. How do the beasts groan? 584. Now, here they're talking about livestock. They're not talking about two-legged beasts. They're groaning from lack of food. The herds, 5739, of cattle, 1241, are confused, 943, because they have no pasture. 4829. Yeah, the dumb beast, you know, they're trying to find food. They're trying to go out and graze, and there's nothing to graze on. They don't know what to do. They're just dumb beasts. Yea, the flocks, 5739, of sheep, 6629, suffer punishment, 816. And sheep really graze heavily because they're a big flock and they go around and they have to keep moving them so they don't overgraze and eat the grass down to the ground and kill it. So they're in bad shape. So here is Yael speaking. Verse 19. O Yahweh, I will cry to you, for the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. At grass fires, 4999. Of pastures and wilderness is 4057. And the flame, 3852, has burned, 3857, all the trees of the field. When they had the grass fire, it swept through the fields. And it swept through their orchards as well and killed their trees. My grandfather had a peach orchard. Big, beautiful peaches. And he had a workman that was working for him, and there was a hornet's nest in one of the trees. So the guy took a torch out to burn the hornet's nest and set the grass on fire, and it destroyed the peach orchard. Killed all the trees. All of them that he had nurtured for years, destroyed years, 25 years worth of work, gone. Because of that idiot with the torch. Should have left the hornet's nest alone. But he burned my grandfather's orchard. So I have first-hand knowledge of the fires in the orchards. Very, very dangerous when the grass grows up, because you mow in between the trees and then you harvest the hay. It's good hay for your livestock. So you not only have fruit trees, you have hay fields, and you go down through. There's big lanes in between the fruit trees, and you mow that, and then you bale it. So all of that burned. He lost his pasture and he lost all of his trees. Back to chapter 1, verse 20. The beasts of the field also pant, 61, 65, after you. Because the streams of water are dried up and the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. So even the animals of the land were suffering because of the sin in Yehuda. Yahweh was punishing. Ah, that finishes my coffee. Chapter 2, and remember there's only three chapters, but there's a lot of commentary that needs to be made. Verse 1, this is Yahweh speaking. Blow the shofar, that's a ram's horn trumpet, in Zion, T-S-I-Y-O-N, not Z-I-O-N. And sound an alarm, 7321, that's what they did with the shofar. It was a call to arms or a call of alarm or a call to assembly. They had different signals they would blow, like the old trumpeters of the cavalry here in the United States, where they had the mounted cavalry. They would signal charge, you know, with the trumpet, with the bugle. Well, they did the same thing with the shofar, a ram's horn trumpet, back in those days. It's a call to assembly. I blow the call to assembly on the shofar at the gatherings when everybody is to assemble. That means gather round. I have a shofar and I sound it. Verse 2. A day of darkness, 2822, and of gloominess, 653, a day of clouds, 6051, and thick darkness, 6205, as the morning, 7837, spread, 6566, upon the mountains. In other words, it wasn't a bright sunny day, it was a day of clouds and darkness. A great people and strong, 6099, there has never been from of old the like, neither shall there be any more after this to the years of many generations. Invading armies. Verse 3, a fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. They've scorched the land as they came through. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. So they're coming through, and it's scorched earth after they leave. Nothing shall come to escape them. 6413. Verse 4. Their appearance, 4578, this is verse 4. And verse 4 and 5, you can reference Revelations 9, verses 7 through 9. Their appearance is as the appearance of horses, 5483, and as horsemen, 6571. So shall they run. They would run through like chariots, but they were on foot. Verse 5, like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains, they shall leap. 7540, like the noise of a flame, 3851, of fire that devours the stubble, 7179, as a strong people set in array, that's one word, 6186, for battle, 4421. These are invading armies. Before their face the people shall be in anguish, one word, 2342. All faces shall gather, 6908, and this word, all faces shall gather, parur, 6289. And the meaning of 6289 is unclear. Perhaps it means a glow of fear. We're not sure, but I'm just putting a possibility in there. But we really don't know what parur means. We've lost that meaning. Verse 7, they shall run like mighty men, 1368. They shall climb, 5927, the wall, 2346, like men of war. And everyone shall march on his path, and they shall not deviate, 5670, from their path. Verse 8, a Let me get a drink of water here. Neither shall a man thrust through, 1766, his kinsman. Every man shall walk in his highway, 4546. And if they rush upon, 7973, the sword, they shall not fall, means fall in death, 5307, upon their course, 1214. They shall rush about, 8264, in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows, 2474, like a thief, 1590. In other words, they just come into cities and just overrun it. Verse 10, and you can reference Revelations 8, verse 12, for verse 10 here. The land shall quake, 7264, before them. The skies shall tremble, 7493. The sun and the moon shall be dark, 6937. And the stars, 3556, shall withdraw, 622, their shining, 5051. This is the army of Yahweh here. Here we go. Verse 11, you can reference Revelation 6, 17. And Yahweh shall give voice before his army, 2428, because his camp, his encampment of his warriors, 4264, is very great. Because strength, 6099, executes his word, because the day of Yahweh is great and very awesome. 3372, and who can endure it? 3557. That's what I keep telling people. We're all worried about all these government troops, and oh, they got drones, and they got this, and they got that, and then, oh, and they're so fearsome, and we're worried, and we can't do this, and they might arrest us, and they might do this, and when Yahweh is with us, who can be against us? Don't fear men. Fear Yahweh. He's the one you're going to have to face at the last anyway. So, I'm not so worried, you know, that I need to fear the New World Order. Because the original world order, that of Yahweh, is going to destroy them. Verse 12, this is speaking of Yahweh's mercy. Here's Yahweh speaking. Therefore also now, says Yahweh, return to me with all your heart and with fasting, 6685, and with weeping, 1065, and with mourning, 4553. In other words, repentance and apologies and changes in lives, going to come back to him in truth, not just lip service. Verse 13. And rend your heart and not your garments. And return unto Yahweh your Elohim, because he is gracious, 2587, and compassionate, 7349, slow, 750, to anger, 639, and slow to anger, Slow is 750, and that means length or long of. And anger is 639, means nose, long of nostrils. And when they talk about anger, the heat of his anger, it means the heat of his nose, because that's how they express that. When you get mad and you're breathing hard and your nose gets red and hot, that's what they're talking about. The heat of the nose. Or if you're slow to anger, you have a long nose. And that's what that means right here. He's long of nose. Slow to anger and of great kindness, 2617, and regretful, 5162, of harm, 7451, that means evil as well. You regret your evil. That's what he wants. He wants you to regret your evil. Here's 14, verse 14. Listen to this carefully. Who knows if he will turn and repent and leave, 7604, a blessing behind him. This is the person that is repenting. A grain offering and a drink offering to Yahweh your Elohim. Who knows what will happen if you truly repent and come back to Yahweh? That's what he's asking. Repentance. He doesn't want to punish. He doesn't want to lay to waste. But he has such a perfect sense of justice that sometimes we're like children that need a whipping. I mean, you don't like to beat your kids, but sometimes you have to paddle their little butt. Well, that's us. And right now we're getting our butt paddled pretty heavy. Because these so-called churches that our people are going to are in apostasy and they're teaching false doctrine. And Yahweh is angry. And the only ones that are seeing any movement are the people that are in the remnant that have come out from among these apostate churches and repented. And come back to Yahweh and use his name, not Lord or God. His name is Yahweh. Verse 15. Blow the shofar in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Verse 16, you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 19. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast, that's the nursing infants. Let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber and the bride from her chamber. Verse 17, you can reference 1 Maccabees 7, verses 36 through 38. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar. This is at the temple. And let them say, show compassion upon your people, O Yahweh, and do not give your heritage to reproach, so that the nations, the non-Israelite nations, should rule over them. Wherefore they should say among the people, where is their Elohim? In other words, don't give us over to these pagan nations. Because they'll mock you. Verse 18, then Yahweh will be jealous, 7065, for his land, and have pity, 2550, upon his people, Israel. Verse 19, yea, Yahweh will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you new grain and new wine and fresh oil, and you shall be satisfied by it, and I will not make you reproach among the nations any more. Verse 20, but the army of the north, 6830, I will remove far off, 7368, from upon you, and will drive him into a land that is parched and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, that is the Dead Sea, the Sea of Salt, and his rearward toward the west sea. That's the Mediterranean Sea. And his stink, 889, shall arise, and his foul smell, 6709, shall arise, because he has done great things. Yahweh has done great things. The he there is Yahweh. Has done great things by devastating that army. Verse 21, do not fear, O land, rejoice and be glad, because Yahweh will do great things. Verse 22, do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, because the pastures of the wilderness sprout, 1876. He's going to restore the grazing, because the trees... The tree bears her fruit. Going to restore the trees. The fig tree and the vine give their strength. 2:4-8. It's going to restore the land. Verse 23. Rejoice then, you children of Zion, and be glad in Yahweh your Elohim, for he has given you the early rain. That's the fall rain. For watering the land over the winter. So they would have a good moist soil to plant in. So, giving you the early rain justly, 6666, and that's as for prosperity. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, 1653, the early rain, 4175. Okay. And the latter rain, 4456, in the first month. The latter rain is the spring rain. The early rain is the fall rain. Verse 24, and the threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and fresh oil. Verse 25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the locust caterpillar, my great army which I sent among you. Oh-ho! An army of locusts among Israel as punishers. See how Yahweh works? That's his army. All of these things are controlled by Yahweh. There is no El but Yahweh. Verse 26, and you shall eat much and be satisfied, 7646, and praise the name of Yahweh your Elohim that has dealt wondrously, 6381, with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Verse 27, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh your Elohim, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. All right. Verse 28 here. Begins chapter 3, in the Hebrew. In the English, it does not. They moved the word order and stuff around. They tampered. With the scriptures. Okay. So this is verse 1 of chapter 3. It is not verse 28. It stops here. Chapter 2 ends at verse 27 in the Hebrew. And verse 1 through 5 in the Hebrew, or 28 through 32 in the English. You can reference Acts 2, verses 17 through 21. And it will come to pass afterward that I will pour out, 82:10, my spirit upon all flesh. That means people. And your sons and daughters, he's speaking to Israel. He's not speaking to anybody else but Israel. Not all people on the planet, just Israel. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Verse 29. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days I will pour out my spirit. These are Israelites that are in servitude to other Israelites. Verse 3, and I will show wonders, 4:1-5:9, in the skies and in the land, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Verse 4, you can reference Matthew 24, verse 29, Mark 13, 24 and 25, Luke 21, verse 25, and Revelations 6, 12 and 13. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of Yahweh comes. In this next verse, verse 5 or 32 in the English, you can reference Romans 10, verse 13. And it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh, that's whosoever of Israel, shall escape. 4:4-2:2. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be survivors, as Yahweh has said, and in the survivors, 8300, who Yahweh shall call. Okay? He's speaking to Israel. He's not speaking to anybody else. Okay, chapter 3 in the English is actually chapter 4 in the Hebrew. So chapter 3 only had 5 verses. But this is listed as chapter 3 in the English. Verse 1. For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall return the captives of Yehuda and Jerusalem, I will also, verse 2, you can reference Revelations 19:19. When I shall return the captives of Yehuda and Jerusalem, I will also gather all the nations and will bring them down into the valley of Yehoshaphat. Not Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat. And that means Yahweh has judged. And that's a symbolic old name for a valley near Jerusalem, a place of final judgment. The valley of Yehoshaphat, and will contend as a legal case 8199, with them there, for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered, 6340, among the nations, and divided, 2505, my land. And they shall have cast lots for my people, and have given a young man for fornication, and sold a young woman for wine, so they might drink. Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Zoar, that's Tyre, in English, 6865, and Zidon, 6721, and all the region of Pelesheth, 6429, those are the Philistia, for the Philistines. Will you render to me recompense, 1576, and if you requite to me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Verses 4 through 8, you can reference Isaiah 14, 29 through 31, and 23, 1 through 18, Jeremiah 47, 1 through 7, Ezekiel 25, 15 through 17, and 26, 1 through 28, 6. 26, 1 through 28, 6. Amos 1, 6 through 10. Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7. Zechariah 9, 1 through 7. Matthew 11, 21 and 22. And Luke 10, 13 and 14. Verse 5, because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my goodly and precious things. That's back when they looted the house of Yahweh. Verse 6, the children also of Yehuda and the children of Jerusalem you have sold to the sons of Yawani, those are the Greeks, 3125, so that you might remove them far from their border. Verse 7, behold, I will raise them from the place where you have sold them, and will return your recompense on your own head. It's going to have vengeance on these countries. Verse 8, and I will sell your sons and daughters into the hand of the children of Yehuda. And they shall sell them to the Shabai, the Sabaeans, 7615, to a people far off, for Yahweh has spoken. Verse 9, proclaim this among the nations, non-Israel nations, prepare war. Wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. Verse 10, you can reference Isaiah 2, verse 4, and Micah 4, verse 3. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Verse 11. Assemble yourselves, and come, all you nations, and gather yourselves together from all around. There cause your mighty ones to descend, O Yahweh. Yahweh's army will descend on these nations. Verse 12. Let the nations be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all nations from all around. Verse 13, you can reference Revelations 14, 14 through 16, for part A, and for part B, Revelations 14, 19 and 20, and 19, 15 for part B. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get down, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Verse 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, 2742, because the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. Verse 15. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, 6937, and the stars shall withdraw their brightness. They said that before. Verse 16, you can reference Amos 1, 2. This is a blessing for Yahweh's people. Yahweh shall also roar from Zion and give voice from Jerusalem, and the sky and the land shall shake. But Yahweh will be the shelter, 4268, for of his people, Israel, and the refuge, 4581, of the children of Israel. Verse 17. So you shall know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no foreigners, as invaders, shall pass through her anymore. Verse 18. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down, 5197, new wine, and the hill shall flow with milk, 2461. This is figuratives of prosperity. And all the streams of Yehuda shall flow with waters, and a fountain, 4599, shall come forth from the house of Yahweh. This is future prophecy. Okay, and shall water the wadi of Shittim, that means the acacias, 7851. The wadi of the acacias, verse 19. Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, because of the violence, 2555, against the children of Yehuda. It's going to punish them, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. Verse 20, but Yehuda shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. Verse 21, for I will cleanse, 5352, their blood that I have not cleansed, for Yahweh dwells in Zion. This is the future. New Jerusalem, when Yahweh's wrath comes, the Messiah comes back, and he's going to smash all these enemies. So that ends the book of Ya'el, also called Joel in the mistranslation of English. So you can see what's going to happen in the day of Yahweh. It's not going to be pretty. A lot of these prophets prophesy about this. So we need to prepare ourselves by being obedient, and hopefully you are observing the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Have no leaven in your homes. And we are enjoying the feast down here at the feast days. We are assembled. You can observe this feast in your home if you can't make it to an assembly. But it sure is fun being among all my fellow Israelites. I like it a whole lot. It's a semi-annual event. We did it last year. And doing it this year, and we're going to do tabernacles again in the fall. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Praise Yahweh. And watch as events unfold in our nation and across the world. We are witnesses to Yahweh's glory and Yahweh's might and his grand plan. Okay, that ends the hour. May Yahweh bless and keep you. We'll start in the book of Amos tomorrow. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Royal Master leads again. against the foe.